Ridley Ellis breathed in the morning air and sighed happily. His muscles ached from the repairs he'd made in the stables over the course of the last year. He'd added a few windows to allow the horses better access to fresh air during good weather, but made sure the windows could also be snugged tight during a storm. The windows were open to let in the breeze of a fragrant spring. The stablemaster, Mr. Dorr, had initially scoffed at the idea of more ventilation and natural light. But when Ridley hinted at how pleased Lord Coventry would be to see the tremendous care that his prize horses had been given, Mr. Dorr seized on the idea as if it had been his own. Dorr had been deeply disappointed to hear of the Baron's passing, not because Dorr cared for the Baron, but because he had not had the chance to show off the improvements Ridley had initiated. A year later, credit or no credit, the upgrades were complete, and the effect was magnificent.
"Don't you have work to do?"
Dorr barked from the doors. His sparse grey hair stuck out at ridiculous angles, likely from a recent nap. The carriage's velvety interior had been a favourite of his of late. Ridley bit back a retort that he was the only one of the two of them who did any work. He had known that making his living on his own would be difficult. He had known that men of rank and notability could be harsh and cruel masters, but he had not known that members of the staff could be so relentlessly tyrannical.
"Yes, sir, I do." "Then get to it before I turn you out of this estate, and then where will you be?"
Ridley didn't bother looking back to the ruddy-faced man.
"Yes, sir."
He entered the tack room and pulled a saddle from the cast-iron saddle racks located below the row of bridle hooks. It was time for General's daily exercise. As Lord Coventry's prize hunting horse, General had to be in perfect condition. The dark bay stallion was getting older, though, which made Ridley secretly relieved that the Baron would never be returning to the estate. If General's performance faltered, the Baron would have had no issue with putting the horse down. The late Baron was not one for sentimentality. However, Ridley had grown irrevocably attached to the animal, and would be broken to lose him. Dorr's boot heels clicked on the cobblestones as he left the stable. Ridley sighed in relief. It was so much easier to tend to his responsibilities when Dorr stayed out of the way. He hefted the saddle back into the main room of the stables.
"Do you know what my favourite memory is?"
George, one of the undergrooms, asked, emerging from where he'd ducked into the shadows to avoid Dorr.
"I don't. Tell me,"